You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
Mike, many people don't realize this, but we tried dropshipping with $2,000, and these are our real results. That's right. When we started dropshipping, we started in around 2016, and we put around $2,000 in a bank account when we started our first dropshipping store. And in this video, in this episode, we're going to run you through the whole story of what happened, how it happened, and where we're at today with that initial $2,000 investment.
Yeah. And so I see you got a nice screenshot there, Joe. And I do want people to know this is just one store that we operate. We've owned and operated probably close to 10 stores, maybe close to a dozen stores between our partners and everything we built and sold. We've sold multiple stores. And so this is just one store. We all started with $2,000. Yes, we walked into a bank, opened up an account. I had just gotten back from Thailand. We were wearing
We're going to get into that, Mike.
Okay. I didn't read the presentation yet.
Okay.
Let's see what you got, Joe.
So mid-2016, like you said, we walk into a bank account. And at this point, we had actually
walked into a bank.
Yeah. At this point, we actually already set up our first store, but it was like running out of like my other business account. And then we kind of had to get things organized. We had like, I don't think we had any sales at that time. But anyway, on our first store, we secured around 3 to 5 high ticket suppliers here in the USA for a very specific niche furniture product with a niche down domain. No AliExpress, no supplier directories. We called the suppliers and asked to work with them. And we started selling these products pretty regularly with Google Ads, but we had zero systems and had phones and live chats routing to our personal cell phones. We'd actually both go into the Google Ads account and I'd be like, yo, Mike, I'm changing this bid. And then, you know, the same thing would happen. You'd tell me you're changing another bid back. And it was, everything was discombobulated to say the least. And Mike, then you left to Thailand. I feel like I'm mixing up the story a little bit.
You are mixing up the story, Joe, because we started our first store before I went to Thailand, and then I went, and then we came back. You know, minimal sales at that point. It'd been about maybe 4 months since we started the store. So, you know, we had made sales, but it was nothing really crazy going on that wasn't like our income at that point. And then I got back, we were like, all right, we'll start a bank account for this. We made another store.
Okay.
The rest is history.
Okay. So wait, we started the store. Yeah. You went to Thailand. You came back. We put $2,000 in the bank account. The store we set up, it was making sales a little bit profitable, but nothing crazy. And while you're in Thailand, I was selling my adult coloring books. And because you were away, I was putting some time into that. And you were still living off Thailand. You were living in Thailand pretty easy with your passive money coming in from Kindle Publishing. And the store may have actually had one negative month or two before you got back. And then before we got serious about it.
Yeah, it may have even been totally negative. I remember being in your basement, Joe, and we were like adding up all the numbers. And I remember we were like very disappointed at the end. And we were like, what are we going to do? And then that's when we made our second store. That was all in the same time frame, I believe.
Well, that's what I'm talking about in this slide, because I remember that day, and I remember there were lots of shiny objects that we could have focused on. And I remember when we added up all those numbers from our first dropshipping store, I was like, man, like, I don't even know, like, should we do this? Should I continue doing the coloring books? Like, what should I do? Should we build funnels? Yeah, what should we do? And then you're like, you know what? We didn't give this e-commerce stuff like a really totally fair try. And then so from there, we filled up a whiteboard with like tons of store ideas and tons of product ideas.
This is all true.
And from there, we're on slide 5 now. We take all those store ideas, we take all those product ideas, and we make 3 new stores in addition to our first one in the next 3 to 4 months. And this was a key strategy of how we approach everything online. And then we made these stores, and then we actually went to a conference, an e-commerce conference. It wasn't really dropshipping related, but it was about, what was it called?
Ecom All Stars.
Ecom All Stars. And then our big takeaway from the conference, because the main guy that was hosting the conference, Ezra Firestone, told us we should stop drop shipping altogether. But we got one big important takeaway from James Schramko. And it was then that we decided to split up all of the responsibilities on the store. So you took over the Google Ads and the phone lines and the chats. And then I continued to build sites and secure suppliers. So I was handling all of the web stuff, the calling suppliers, you know, getting everything loaded onto the sites, and you were on the phones and working the ads. And so we just threw a ton of things out there. And when you throw a ton of things out there across different industries, you see a lot of important things. You see big differences in pay-per-click rates on Google. You know, you see some stuff surprisingly ranking organically really quick before we even knew what SEO was. So do you remember this?
Of course. And, you know, it's funny now how we have students that are hitting like 70,000 in sales in like their first month. And people don't understand, even if they've watched all of our videos, maybe they haven't gotten like the full history of how this all worked. But it took us many, many months and like going to conferences just to get one big idea that would affect the trajectory of like how we developed all of our systems and how we developed all of our courses and our methods. And so, yeah, it became about delegating, and it became about building multiple websites so we can get a good perspective on like what is actually happening. Because if you just make one store, especially as a beginner, you don't know if the feedback that you're getting from that store, whether it's doing good or bad, is because of the niche you picked, the industry, like the pay-per-click rates, like you're saying, the competitiveness. All these things are totally factors of the store that you made. So yeah, by making a bunch of different stores, we were actually able to see like, oh wow, this first store that we made is way too niche down. And this niche in particular is super competitive. It has really, really high pay-per-click rates. And it gave us, you know, proper perspective on like, this is what we did right with this store. This is what we did wrong. And so yeah, we wound up making 3 stores in 3 to 4 months. And we delegated, you know, who did what. And we learned a lot from that. And, you know, we can advance onto the next slide that you may already be on. But yeah, the idea was to just, if we can run enough traffic and do whatever it took just to make one sale per day, then it would possibly allow us to make enough money to just live off of dropshipping alone. And at this point, yeah, we had that that initial $2,000 in the bank, and we were starting to see it grow, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, by this point, once we had the 4th store up, and we, because our whole goal with that, by getting these stores up so quickly, is like, we want to get one high ticket sale per day. Because we knew if we did that, that could mean we make $100 a day to $1,000 per day profit. And it's going to vary. But that was what we had in our mind, is that we wanted to have one sale a day. Because when we started our first store, you know, maybe, and actually it's kind of funny, until we sold that store, it always worked like we'd get like a sale a week. Still very, it was very profitable at the end of the day, but that's how it would work. Like the sales were so inconsistent. And so we figured if we just make all these stores, we can get it to where we get one sale a day. And so everything is totally chaotic. You're on the phone lines, you're getting live chats, you know, out the ass. And, but the bank account is still growing pretty nicely from that initial $2,000. And then we decided to start another store. We recruit our cousin Jared, who, you know, was flopping at low ticket AliExpress dropshipping to partner with us on a store. We make the store, do the ads, let him run everything. And another big hit and profitable asset is born. So at this point we have 5 stores, things are going well, but we're really, really in the first phase of everything we're doing. And I'm sure you remember this well, Mike, the second store we created, you know, you're hitting the stride with the ads and we just start getting crazy volume. It's not crazy for us now, but it was like 100 to 200K per month. And it was volume that we weren't used to. And I know you were getting very overwhelmed.
Yeah, because I mean, we were running everything ourselves. We had hired, you know, a family friend, and we were just bad at hiring at that point. So it was just a lot to deal with, because you get a lot of orders in, you know, that's, even if 1% or, you know, 2% of orders go bad, that becomes maybe an order a week that someone's calling you and they have an issue. So yeah, this created another point of failure in the system. The whole time that we're doing this, Joe, it's just different points of failure are being pointed out because we don't know what we don't know. So we do something, we get some feedback. Oh, this niche is too competitive. The costs are too high. And so we know that because we made a bunch of stores. We make a bunch of stores. We start figuring some things out. We get sales. Okay, now we're getting, you know, these new problems where we got to start handling all these live chats coming in, all these calls, issues. We got to learn how to hire now. We do that wrong, it creates a mess. And so these are all, you know, we're just kind of blazing the trail, just clearing through the forest of e-commerce. And what happened, Joe?
Well, we decided that we basically couldn't handle the volume because we would, you know, it was so chaotic even when we tried to hire people at first that, you know, you just couldn't catch a breather from the customer service. So we sold it to this guy, Braden, who we actually did an interview with on this channel talking about how he bought our store, ended up flipping it for way more than he bought it for. But he was obviously more experienced in business than us, didn't really have any experience dropshipping, but we just handed him this store, essentially. It's a little more complicated than that. You can listen to the interview. He was a partner on it. It's a whole thing. But so he gets this store and he basically runs it better than we ran it. Even it doesn't really touch the ads though. Doesn't really touch any of the technical stuff behind the store. Just really masters the business operations, like the calls and the live chats and stuff like that. And then I think flips it for like two or three times the amount of what he bought it for from us. But now we realize we could sell a store. And it was a big, big mental victory.
It is a big mental victory to go from $2,000 to $133,000. That is not revenue that requires work and you got to fulfill orders. You got to do this, this, and that. It's just a lump sum of cash and quite a big one by society standards. I mean, there are people that make, you know, $40,000 a year, even less than that. People make $30,000 a year and that's their full-time job and they work hard. And so that is 4 years of $30,000 a year, you know, more than that. And it's just there. You didn't have to work anymore to achieve it. And so on top of that, Joe, it freed up our time while we still retained all the skills that we learned to get that store to that point. And we had a bunch of other stores. So
yeah. So we could, I have to sneeze, but basically at this point,
it's something to sneeze at.
Okay. We're good. At this point, I go off to learn SEO and Mike still continues to run the stores. You hire someone, we hire a couple people, that's going better now, and you continue to refine your Google Ads skills. But I go out and make a blog site as our first foray into learning how to rank a site organically on Google, because we knew that we're getting good at the Google Ads. If we can have the Google Ads and rank organically on Google, we knew that that was the next phase of what we needed to do. And it was lots of struggles, experimentation with this over a few years. And so we finally, after some time, a few years, we finally decided to start applying what we've learned to one of the stores that we own.
That's true. So, I mean, even before we had sold the first site, Joe, we had hired different pay-per-click agencies and had learned things maybe during the conferences we'd gone to about Google Ads. But a lot of these things were conflicting. And these agencies, you know, we paid them thousands of dollars a month. They did not produce the same results that we were able to produce ourselves. And it's simply because they weren't inside the business like we were inside the business. If Google doesn't report a sale, they don't know that a particular product got a sale. On top of that, they don't know what our margins are on our products. And so if you're not keenly aware of what you're going to make on a particular product, or even how much the particular product costs, how could you possibly run ads? How could you possibly understand exactly what's going on in the store and tailor what's going on in the ads to get you sales on the important things, not just bloat your ad numbers and bloat your revenue numbers? You don't care about any of that. And so this is when, you know, we sold our store, our first store, that we kind of just, it was too much. We had figured some things out, but now we had taken what we had learned and started really, really applying all the ad skills, all the hiring, everything to the other stores that we had to see, okay, if we did this with one store, maybe we could do it with these other stores. And that's what we did.
Yeah, I always forget about the agency part, you know, because when if you go down the path that we teach and you start running ads on Google, you're going to get calls from agencies and they're going to want you to sign up with them. And we actually did that. We actually did that for one of the, with one of the agencies that called us. Cause we were kind of not, I don't want to say desperate, but we wanted to know, like, is there a secret that we're not doing? What can we learn from this agency? Now, of course, if you work with us, there'll be no need to do that because we'll give you the direct path to high ticket dropshipping success. But those were all the things that we were doing along the way. So fast forward to today. At this point, we've started or we've sold or are starting to sell the majority of our dropshipping stores. And so, you know, we're going to be focusing on one store that we own and then some partnered stores. And the reason why we're going to be doing that is because when we first started, we threw everything at the wall. We wanted to see what worked for us. We narrowed down what worked for us. And then we kind of took that, tried some other things. And now we're narrowing down on what do we want our business to look like? How is it going to take up the least amount of our time and make the most money? And so for us, that's focusing on one huge dropshipping store, building passive but expensive and risky blog sites, and focusing on buying land and flipping land, which we have other episodes about. But it all started with this $2,000 in this bank account when you got back from Thailand. And it was just, we sold, here on the next slide, I talk about, we sold three stores for over $300,000. We're working on selling more stores right now, for more actually. And we hope to have one store that would be a multi-million dollar exit, which is the one that we're going to keep, plus some partnered ones. So yeah, that's how it went down.
Yeah. And if, you know, I think many people may have clicked this video looking to see, like, here, we dropship for 30 days and this is the steps that we took. And so, yeah, this may not be exactly about that, but the point that you need to take away is that this is about just how long it takes to truly learn and master the skills of online business. And the fact of the matter is, now our students are able to replicate and sometimes beat our results in a much quicker time frame. But this is what it looks like to actually start something from scratch and get to where you want to be. Because we started this with $2,000. We wanted this to be our full-time gig and online business, not just dropshipping, but just, you know, the entirety of building websites that you can sell. It turned out to be, you know, our career path, as you can say. So yeah, I mean, there's a million little details that anyone in a 10-minute video can never actually describe to you. And you should not listen to those people and advice in 10-minute videos and feel like you can come out of it with a, you know, an actual game plan for how to make sales tomorrow. But this should give you a big picture on what the path to becoming financially free with dropshipping, or, you know, doing whatever you want with online business, should look like.
Yeah, Mike. And the truth is, let's be honest, we're pretty terrible at making videos and making podcast episodes. I mean, our lighting is terrible. Our sound is not that great. I was watching a bunch of these other videos with people doing dropshipping, and everything is, like, I guess you could say, on point. The lighting is perfect. The background is perfectly framed. You know, it's perfectly cut, the episode. Now, the thing is like, we don't have to make these videos. So we choose not to put a lot of effort into our filming and a lot of the production quality, because at the end of the day, we're putting this out there. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. We don't have to do this. It's a few extra bucks for us. And, you know, it's not really that big a part of our big picture. And look at that. You can see Mike's even frozen right now. So anyway, what we're going to do is, going forward, we're going to be, like I said, focusing on buying and selling land, building risky but expensive niche sites. And yeah, you know, once we sell off enough assets, you know, reinvest that kind of thing into real estate, mutual funds, you know, we're already doing this, but the plan is just to enjoy financial freedom and take it easy. And if you want to learn more about what we do, check out our free web class, buildassetsonline.com/playbook. And yeah, check it out. It's really funny that I talk about how terrible we are at making videos, and then Mike freezes and I finish the video anyway. So That's it for this one, guys. Take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.